3. An unusual job. Holmes rubbed his hands together and smiled.
Your story is very interesting, Mr. Wilson, he said. Please go on.
When we arrived in Fleet Street, said Mr. Wilson, we saw a strange thing. The whole street was full of red-headed men. They had all come to answer the advertisement. When I saw how many men were waiting, I wanted to go home. But Spalding wouldn't let me. He pushed and pulled me through the crowd. At last, we reached the stairs leading up to the office in Pope's Court. A small man was sitting behind a table. The colour of this man's hair was a brighter red than my own. "This is Mr. Jabez Wilson," said my assistant. "He has come about the vacancy in the League." The small man looked carefully at my hair. He looked at it for such a long time that I began to feel uncomfortable. Suddenly he bent forward and grabbed my hair with both hands. He pulled at it until I cried out in pain. "I'm sorry I hurt you," said the man. "Your hair is a wonderful colour, but I had to make sure you weren't wearing a wig. I had to find out if your hair was real." Then he went over to the window. He opened it and shouted down to the men below that the vacancy was taken. The red-headed men groaned with disappointment. Then they began to walk away. In a few minutes, the square was empty. "My name," said the small man, "is Duncan Ross. You are now a member of the Red-Headed League. When can you start the job?" "Well, that's going to be difficult," I replied. "I have a business already." "Oh, don't worry about that, Mr. Wilson," cried Spalding. "I can look after the business for you." Now, I knew that my assistant was a good worker and would look after my business well. So I asked Duncan Ross, "What are the hours of work?" "Every day between the hours of 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock," replied Mr. Ross. "The pay is £4 a week. But you must not leave the office at any time between 10 and 2. If you leave for any reason, you'll lose your pay." "I understand," I said. "And what is the work?" "Copying out the Encyclopaedia Britannica. The first book of it is over there. Will you be able to start work tomorrow?" "Certainly," I said. "Then goodbye, Mr. Wilson. I hope you enjoy your work." I went home with Vincent Spalding. I was very pleased. It was an easy job to copy out the Encyclopaedia Britannica, and the pay was excellent. Next morning, when I arrived at the office, Duncan Ross was waiting for me. I started copying out the encyclopedia, beginning with subjects under the letter A. Sometimes Mr. Ross left the room, but he kept coming back to see me. At 2 o'clock, he told me I had worked well. He was very pleased. Then I left, and he locked the office door behind me. The same thing happened every day for 8 weeks. Every morning I began work at 10, and every afternoon I left at 2. Every Saturday I was given £4 for my week's work. At first, Mr. Ross came into the office to watch me work, but after a time he stopped coming. However, I was afraid to leave the office. I didn't want to lose my pay. But suddenly everything came to an end.
To an end?
Asked Holmes.
Yes. This morning I went to work as usual at 10 o'clock, but the door was locked, and on it was this card.
Mr. Wilson held up a small piece of white card. This is what it said. The Red-Headed League is finished. The 9th of October, 1890.